We also heard this week from our good friends at the North Shore Community School, where Robbie Teege is their teacher.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore Lake of Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 15th, 2018. My name is Signe, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Happy autumn. So much happens during this season in the Northland. Last week, our sixth grade classes spent a week up in Finland at the Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center. And the week before, we were only in school for 3 days. But it was on Thursday, the 6th of September, when the first frost occurred. The nights are getting colder, and it is getting dark earlier. The weekend was a soggy mess. Azalea's soccer game had to switch fields due to Friday's night torrential rain. The week we returned, the weather seemed more fall-like, and at the end of the week, we experienced rain and wind. We are not quite ready for the sudden changes in temperature. Maple trees are beginning to change around our community, but at North Shore School, we still aren't seeing much changing of colors yet. Have you noticed the acorns on the ground? Lots are falling from the oaks now. One of the many changes is that the black ash tree leaves are turning yellow. They are one of the first trees to lose their leaves in the fall. Leah noticed some pine needles turning yellow. Pines shed their needles in the fall, too. The last hummingbird was seen on the 18th before the rainy and windy weather. Miss Camper had a yellow-rumped warbler clinging to the screen of her classroom window on Wednesday, and when she went up to it, it seemed to just hang there. It kept looking up. She was just inches from the small bird, which seemed strange. Eventually, it flew away. Could it have seen a hawk? Sharp-shinned hawks are swooping by bird feeders. They hunt and eat small songbirds on their migration south. I noticed there seems to be a surplus of blue jays this year. Wizzy caught a glimpse of a blue jay flying from tree to tree at her house. Sienna watched a blue jay fight with a squirrel at the bird feeder at her house. While shooting baskets on the court Tuesday, Carter noticed a bald eagle. On Monday the 17th, a dry, croaky, staccato sound was heard overhead as 7 sandhill cranes flew along the shore heading south. Kaden noticed 5 different flocks of geese in V formations on Thursday. Geese take turns at the front of the V because fighting wind is hard work. The ones behind get to draft off the ones in front. Derek saw a bat trying to catch bugs in his yard. On Sunday the 16th, Lizzie noticed 3 brown rabbits running scared around her house. She was not sure what spooked them. Taylor watched a fox try getting into his chicken coop at his house. On Thursday, Azalea watched a medium-sized black bear cross the road by her house. Something kept digging into Miss TG's geranium pots on her porch. A few days later, clumps of sunflowers had sprouted. Apparently, a squirrel was using the pot as a cache for its seeds. Dragonflies were still being seen by many students through the 19th. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you very much. Good shot from North Shore Community School. They always do a nice job over there. Robbie is a great teacher.